They're trying to fix it. They said.
Started there, the Turaway in northwest London. Started there, the Turaway in northwest London, Tuesday, 19th of October, 13th of Cheshvan, Rabbi Rafael Goldblatt, post and packages on Shabbos. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Varshavsky, Elul Nishmas, Reb Chaim ben Reb Dov, Zichron Levrocha, on the 6th Yahrzeit of Reb Chaim Varshavsky, Zichron Levrocha, whose Yahrzeit was on Sunday.
One of the most common shailas that probably every Rav receives is the question of deliveries on Shabbos. Lots of different permutations of what the questions are, lots of different questions that it involves. So I thought now is an opportunity to go through that. Obviously in half an hour we can't cover the whole sugya, but just to cover to a certain extent three basic shailas. So the first part of the first three parts to the question. First question is, are you allowed to order something to be delivered on Shabbos? So you're doing an online order and you specifically select delivery on Saturday. When is that mutter? When is it asa? Second part of the question is, when the delivery arrives, are you allowed to open it? And the third part is, if you are able to open it, or you have found a way to open it, or whatever, are you allowed to use it? What restrictions are there on you using the item that arrived? So we'll see if we can cover at least a bit of all of those three questions. So the first question, which is, are you allowed to order a delivery to be brought to your house on Shabbos?
Specifically
Shabbos, yeah. So, in fact, there is a sugya. There's a Gemara about sending a letter. The Gemara about sending a letter on Shabbos, there's a whole siman in Aruch Haim, Simreish Mem Zayin about it. Our cases, in general, just sending post, whether you're sending or whether you're asking someone to bring something to you, if you're not specifying Shabbos, are included in the heter of that Gemara, that's fine. As long as you haven't specified that something has to be done on Shabbos, whether that's the delivery itself or whether that's the travelling, has to be done on Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. So for example, sending a letter, posting a letter on Erev Shabbos, there's no way that you've specified that the delivery has to be done on Shabbos, and therefore in theory the postal service could choose...
First class
doesn't guarantee next day delivery. They hope for next day delivery, they don't guarantee it. Registered can be an issue. Right, but you've not told him that he has to collect it on Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, he can collect it on Friday afternoon or on Sunday or Monday. You haven't specified it has to be done on Shabbos. Right. So in general, anything where you haven't specified melacha has to be done on Shabbos, in our sugya is going to be mutter. That's before we even start discussing our metzias. That's in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem Zayin. Shaloch Adam Igeres B'Yadei Yehudi, with lots of different tanaim, but our cases generally fulfill all those tanaim. Wulvad Shaloyom Elo She'elech B'Shabbos. As long as he hasn't told him he has to travel on Shabbos. If you're telling him he has to travel on Shabbos, then that's going to be a problem. And that's lav dafke if the delivery has to be Shabbos. If it's physically impossible, if you post it Friday afternoon, a minute before Shkia, and you've somehow specified it has to be delivered 5 minutes after Motzei Shabbos, that will also be asur. Although they can take it from the postbox before Shabbos, they can post it into the other person's postbox just after Shabbos, it's still going to be asur because you've insisted that he has to do the malacha of travelling with this letter on Shabbos. That's the starting point in the Shulchan Aruch.
You just don't specify anything, put it Friday.
But if you put it in the postbox on Friday, before the Zman, and you've got
a
first...
Shabbos morning,
you know that they're going to bring it on Shabbos, but you haven't said they have to, so a first-class stamp doesn't tell them they have to take it on Shabbos, because they still fulfill the terms of the contract if they bring it on Monday. So they could, in theory, if they want, leave it in there, take it out on Sunday, take it on Monday. So you haven't told them to travel on Shabbos, although you know they're going to, that will be... Well, that's fine. Question is, when we're talking about something where you have specified that it has to come on Shabbos, such as registered post, where you're guaranteed next day delivery, or in our case, when you're ordering something online and you choose delivery on Saturday. So in that case, the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch is that it should be asur. If you say that something has to be delivered on Shabbos, so if it has to be brought on Shabbos, they have to do melach on Shabbos because they have to carry it in the street and bring it into your house. So, of course, it would seem from the pashas of the Mechaber that should be asur. Just to restrict that a little bit, there are certain cases which are not necessarily asur. If they guarantee delivery by Saturday, So you order something on Thursday, and you know that they're not going to bring it on Friday. There's no company that guarantees delivery within 48 hours brings it on Friday. But they could fulfill the terms of what you've asked them to do by bringing it on Friday, then you're fine. Even if you place the order Friday morning, if the terms of the contract that are agreed with the company are they have to bring it by Saturday 8 p.m., you're fine because they can fulfill the contract. And as far as they're concerned, it's not economically going to be worth their while, but they could fulfill the contract if they bring it on Friday. So you haven't specified that it has to be brought on Shabbos. Similarly, if it's in the winter, and theoretically they can fulfill the terms of the contract by bringing it on Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is, let's say, 4 o'clock. Of course, they could bring it at 4:30, and they could do all the traveling on Friday if they wanted to. They could bring it near enough to your house on Friday, such that in the last half hour after Motzei Shabbos, they can bring it to your house. So, in the terms of your instruction, there's no requirement that they have to do any melach on Shabbos. Again, that would be mutter.
Even though under instruction, when you place the order, it says specifically delivery Saturday a.m.
No, so that will be if you've specified that delivery has to be Saturday.
No, not you specified, but it comes up. When you order, is it first delivery, available delivery is Saturday?
Right, so normally you've selected it. If you had an option of choosing a later delivery, then that means you've selected that.
Yeah, but if it comes out automatically...
If you have no choice, it's just how the company chooses to fulfill their deliveries, then the chora, that's not your instruction. You're just telling them you want to buy something, and they say this is when we're going to bring it. But if you have an option of choosing Monday instead, and you've just left it, even if the default was Saturday, even if it just starts off as Saturday, but you had the option of choosing, actually, I prefer to have it on Monday, yeah, then it could be that that's considered choosing Saturday delivery.
Oh. What is the issue, actually? The obligation is now on the company to deliver.
It is. You've told them that's Amir Nachum. Like every Amir, you tell a goy on Shabbos to do something for you.
Shabbos, not saying on Shabbos.
You told him.
A weekday.
No, you told him he has to bring it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you didn't say it on Shabbos.
That doesn't make a difference. If you can't tell a goy before Shabbos, on Shabbos morning, bring me this item. On Shabbos morning, come to my house and turn the light on. That's going to be awesome.
My posted letter Friday afternoon, it says on my letterbook, next collection Saturday.
Yes,
morning.
Because that's not your that's not your decision. If they would forget that letter, you can't sue them. If they would leave it in the box, you have no problem with that. You don't have a contractual agreement with them that they have to bring it by then.
If you take something to the post office for special delivery, i.e. the next day, you take it, say, to Manchester, you take it Friday morning when they could send it by, during the day. But is it different if you take 4 o'clock on Friday?
Exactly, yes. If it's physically impossible for them to get it to the destination before Shabbos, then it will be an issue. Now, in theory, they could send it by helicopter, even if they wanted to. Now, why are they choosing not to? Because it's not worth their while, so that's fine, even if you know they're not going to. But if it's something that they couldn't physically do, it can't practically get there by any means before Shabbos, then that would be an issue. Poskim say that even if it doesn't say in the contract that it has to be delivered by 6 p.m. on Saturday, but since everybody knows that the post always comes before 6 or 8, whichever company it is, at that time you can't say they could bring it in at 11 p.m. because no delivery company does that. Something that no normal non-Jewish company will ever do, you can't take that into account when you're saying whether it's physically possible. But something that in theory is possible, that's enough for us to be matter. So during the winter, even on Friday afternoon, late on Friday afternoon, you can order something from a company with next day delivery because you haven't insisted that they bring it on Shabbos. There's enough time after Shabbos within normal working hours for them to take it from the depot and bring it to your house, so that would be mutter. However, if it's not in the winter, if it's in the summer, and therefore there isn't time on Mitzvah Shabbos, or practically you know that the Metzias is that they cannot get it from the depot to your house within the time of Mitzvah Shabbos, within the 2 hours that are left after Shabbos, something like that, it's coming from abroad. In that case, l'chora, if you look in the mechaber, it will be also because then you've instructed them that they have to bring it on Shabbos. Again, assuming that they couldn't physically do the melacha on Friday and then fulfill the terms of the contract like that. Ma'aseh the poskim discussed that b'shas hadchak there is room to be made with this question. There are many tshuvas about this. Rabbi Falk Sprenerok has a tshuva in Machzeh Eliyahu. He lists a number of different tziruvim. We won't go through them all. And therefore, he concludes that b'shas hadchak, even if you're insisting on next day delivery, you can be matir. However, there's a different, important difference between what he's talking about and the Metzias nowadays. He's talking about sending something by registered mail with the Royal Mail, and therefore, when the postman comes to your house, the postman is anyway coming to your house to bring 5 or 6 other bills and invoices and letters. What you've asked him to do is, when you're anyway coming to bring those other letters, which I have no interest in coming, I haven't asked you to bring, someone else has asked you to bring, please also bring this letter. So therefore, the melacha that he's doing, although he is doing an extra melacha, because carrying one extra item is still a melacha, is only ribui shiurim. He's carrying a bigger bundle of letters than he would have had you not specified. And ribui shiurim ale de akum is a machlokas, so in a case of necessity, with the other tzirufim that he mentions, you can rely on that. That, b'mtzias, doesn't necessarily exist nowadays. If you order something from Amazon, the delivery man is not going to be bringing anything that anyone else asked him to send you, he's only bringing what you've asked him to bring. So therefore, the one of the significant tzirufim of Rabbi Falk's Tshuva, where he's matir b'shasat chak, even if you've specified Shabbos, doesn't necessarily exist nowadays. Now what comes out from this is as follows. To specify that it has to be brought on Shabbos in a way that cannot be done beheter, pashtus should be also. That's the mechava, the furush mechava. However, if it's a shasat chak, Rabbi Falk and other achronim say that there's room to be mekel, if you have the tziruf of Ribui Shiurim, dahainu, if the melacha that he's going to be doing, he will be doing anyway, even without your instruction, and all he's doing is bringing an extra package. Therefore, for example, if you know he's going to be coming on, you're talking about, let's say it would be Yom Tov. So you know that this delivery man is definitely going to be bringing something for people around the corner, for non-Jewish people who've ordered things that live around the corner from you. He's going to be doing that anyway. What is he adding by bringing the item for you? What he's adding is that he's driven round the corner from your non-Jewish neighbor's house to your house to bring this item to your house. Now that, he could have carried it. Carrying is mutar on Yom Tov. He's chosen to drive because obviously it's going to be inconvenient for him to walk around the corner and then walk back to his van. So in that case, we revert to Rabbi Falk's heter b'shasat chak. Even on Yom Tov, min hadin, pashtus, to specify Shabbos should be aser, because he's still going to be doing melacha for you that's not necessary. He can't drive from the depot or wherever it is. He's bringing things from outside the tchum. Whatever, all the different isurim that are involved, he could not do, and he would not do without your instruction. But since he'll be doing exactly the same, and all you're doing is adding one extra item, and the last bit of the process he could have done ba'ofen heter, that b'shasat chak is mutar. So if you live in an eruv that you rely on, or that you're willing to allow the goy to rely on, and the goy is going to be going to someone else within the eruv with other packages, a non-Jewish resident within the eruv with packages anyway, and he could walk around the corner on Shabbos with your last package, and that would be mutar, because there's no issa carrying within the eruv, then b'shasat chak, there's room to be mekel.
So, only if you know that you've got something.
Right, so normally when you're ordering from an online shop, you're pretty sure. Now it depends, well, if your eruv is in a cul-de-sac, one little road, and achanami, you don't have any way to rely on that. But that's why I started with saying on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you know that he's going to be somewhere within the tchum, and he's be carrying for you, and it's tzorich Yom Tov potentially, then that will be mutar. So b'shasat chak, there's room to be matir on Yom Tov, or if you know that the goy will be carrying, will anyway be bringing deliveries within an area from which he can carry to your house, then there's room to be mekel b'shasat chak, based on the tzorichim of Rabbi Falk. Dehainu, Rabbi Falk's, one of his main tzirufim, not only him, other achronim as well, is the fact that the goy is anyway coming and not doing any melacha specifically for your parcel, except for the ribui shiurim, that he's carrying a bigger bundle, which when he, in his terminology in the Royal Mail used to be the case. Now even with the Royal Mail it's not necessarily true, but definitely delivering from an ordering from an online shop, it's not true. However, if the goy is anyway going to be coming to an area from which he could get to you without doing any melacha, dahainu, he could walk, and carrying is mutter, because it's either Yom Tov or in an eruv, then is room to be mekel b'shasat chak to allow someone to specify Shabbos.
Isn't it likely it will have come from outside the tomb, like an Amazon depot up the M1?
Of course, we'll come. Now, there are two different questions with regard to coming from outside the tomb. Okay, I was going to leave that one till later, but I'll actually deal with that now. No, you're right, I'll bring it in now. Now, there's two different issues. Now, that's with regard to the melachas that are involved, driving the van, carrying the items, and so on. Now, there's another question, which is that the items probably, or definitely, at least a suffix, will have come from outside the tchum. Now that raises two different issues. The first question is that there's an issa to bring something outside of its own tchum. Every item has a tchum. Those who are learning Daf Yomi will know from Mishnayos and Beitza. Every item, just like every individual, every Jewish individual at least has a tchum. So every item also has a tchum. Your belongings have a tchum, which is defined as being the same as your tchum. It's also to take something out of its tchum, just like it's also for a person to go outside his tchum. It's also to take an item and take that outside of the alpayim amah of its tchum. We'll come back to what exactly is the tchum of these items. Now, with regard to the issa of taking it outside its tchum, we can go with the same problem that we have in Tzum. Just like we've said that b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to tell the goy to carry the item because he's carrying it together with a bundle of other items and ribi shirim alei akum with other tzirufim that the poskim mentioned, amir la amira, and the svara that he's not working for you anyway, and lots of different tzadim. If it's also anyway only ribi shirim because he's carrying other items, then that heter will apply just as much to bring it from outside the tchum as it does to the heter of carrying, driving the van, etc. So the issue of the issa of taking it out the tchum, that we don't have. There is, however, a separate question, which is why I was going to deal with it later, but it's fine to say that. An item that has been taken outside of its own tchum cannot be moved outside its own Dalet Amos on Shabbos. Just like a person who has walked outside his tchum is not allowed to go back in. He has to stay within the Dalet Amos where he's ended up, even if he's been carried out by Goyim, or he's been taken out by a Mazik, the Mishnah says in Erevin, he's not allowed to move outside his own Dalet Amos because that is now his Makom. Similarly, if an item was transported outside its tchum, that item is not allowed to be moved outside its Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos for this purpose is either it's actually an 8x8 Amos square around the person, or a Rishus Hayochid that the thing is in. So if a person is inside a house, that house is all like one Dalet Amos. Similarly, if an item has been brought into a house, it's all like Dalet Amos. So even in a case where you didn't specify Shabbos, or when we relied on the heter that you were allowed to specify Shabbos, and even if we'll find a way to open the package, which is the next question we'll get to, still, this item has probably come from outside of the tchum. If the item has come from outside the tchum, then that item, irrespective, although we said that you're allowed to ask the goy to bring the item, that wasn't an issue, but since that item is now sitting in an area which is not within its own tchum, that item is restricted to be kept within its own Dalet Amos, dahainu, within your house, or within your area if there's an area that you're relying on. But here we're talking about yourself, not about the goy. If an item came from outside the tchum, has been posted through your door without you having specified Shabbos, it was completely mutter for this to happen, even if you can get the item open and the item is usable on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out of your house. Now that, even though you're going to be thinking, of course you can't take it outside your house anyway, because if you're not in an area, then you can't carry, but there's enough coming out. Yom Tov, the Yisurim of Tchumim still apply. So if something you need on Yom Tov is delivered to your house on Yom Tov, and it came from outside the Tchum, then even if you're allowed to use it, you're not allowed to take it out of your house. And therefore the use will be quite restricted. Similarly, clothing. If clothing is delivered on Shabbos, in a way that was mutter, because you didn't specify it should be brought on Shabbos, there was no problem at all with that. Or you did specify, but we're relying on the heterim we've said before. Still, if it came from outside its tchum, I will come back to what its tchum is, if it came from outside its tchum, you can't wear that item of clothing outside your house on Shabbos. Even though you're anyway not allowed to carry it, but even wearing it, which is not carrying, since this item has its own tchum, it's now outside its tchum and therefore restricted to its own Dalet Amos, so it has to stay in the house, which is defined as Dalet Amos, and you're not allowed to wear it outside the house.
And the kinyan is made when you pay for it? Or
no, it's not now. So now, the question is, what is the tchum of this item? So I was once asked the following question. Somebody had forgotten his glasses, I think it was in Gateshead, and his mother posted them on Friday morning, and they arrived Shabbos morning. Is he allowed to wear his glasses to shul Shabbos morning, or wherever he's going Shabbos morning, can he wear his glasses? Meaning, the heter of sending the delivery, either there was enough time to fulfill it, or it was a shas hadchak, and we were relying on the heter we said before, whichever it was. It presumably was not within the tchum on Friday night, and even if it's sofik, whether it was in the tchum, the mechaber is machmir in that question. Some people would say it's a sofik darbonon. The mechaber is clearly machmir. Something may have been outside the tchum when Shabbos started, it's asa. However, where is the tchum of this item? If you leave your glasses in a different city, where is the tchum of that glasses? Now, if something is with you, your items are in the town with you, then they have the same tchum as you. That's obvious. If you leave your item in a different town, and that town is within your tchum, they still have your tchum. That's Mufurisha Mishnah. So if you live in London, and there's a place within the tchum of London, and but which has its own separate tchum, let's say Boram Wulakum to some poiskim, and you left something there, the items there do not follow the tchum of Boram Wud, they follow your tchum. What about if the item is outside of your tchum? So Machloikas Rishon. Probably Machloikas Rashi Toisus, definitely Machloikas Rashba and Toisus. If an item is not within the tchum of its owner, does its tchum follow its owner and therefore it starts off outside the tchum? or since it's not within the tchum of its own, it has its own tchum. And this will be the Navkamina. If these glasses belong to the person who's now in London, at the beginning of Shabbos, they are somewhere on the M1. Therefore, they're outside his tchum. According to most Rishonim, and the Mishbura assumes like them in Simon Tov Aleph, without even mentioning a tzad that anyone disagrees, he's medayiket in the Loshon HaMechaber Pashtus, those items do not have any tchum. It's as if they started Shabbos outside the tchum. If they started outside Shabbos outside the tchum, when they arrive in London, they've come back into their tchum, and that's therefore fine, that's therefore mutter. Shittos Tosfos would be that they had their own tchum and their osur. Do we have to be chodesh for Shittos Tosfos? Is a machlokes haposkim. Mishabura assumes not, and therefore, according to the Mishabura, if you own an item which starts off outside the tchum at the beginning of Shabbos and comes to your tchum, you would be allowed to wear it outside your house or to carry it outside your house on Yom Tov. But according to most Rishonim, the Mishabura seems to pass on that way, according to Tosfos, you would not be allowed to. There's another interesting nafgamina, agav, which is not exactly our question. What happens if somebody is out of town for Shabbos, and you know that he wouldn't mind if you go round to his house and borrow something? A piece of clothing, so you can wear it outside his house on Shabbos, or it's Yom Tov. Somebody's gone away for Yom Tov. You have standing permission that whenever you want, you can pop round and borrow a sefer. Are you allowed to go and take it from his house and take it to your house on Shabbos? According to most Rishonim, it's asa. And Rav Osner writes this in the Tshuva, because since that person is out of town, his items in his house follow his tchum, therefore they have to remain within their own daladam. So according to the Tosfos I said earlier, which in our case is a chumra, over there you would be allowed to, and yes, I mean that there's yeshal malisim et mishas adchak, but the pashtus is that unless you have already told them in advance that you want to borrow it, in which case it's as if it's your item, you would not be allowed to take it out of their house on Yom Tov or wear it out of their house on Shabbos.
So you've mentioned a number of times mishas adchak.
Yeah,
we're talking about regular posts, regular things that are arriving. There's no shas atrak as such.
Can be if somebody needs something early Sunday morning.
That's what you're talking about.
In the previous question of shas atrak, yeah.
Were you desperate for what?
A lot of people say that the question is shas atrak, but you have to assess whether it really is. But yes,
but the heter is only shas atrak, really.
The heter of specifying Shabbos. The first heter, which is that they could bring it when it's not Shabbos, that's fine. That's completely straightforward. The heterium of Tzirufim of the Ribi Shiurim and all these different Tzadim is only to be used for Shasat Chag here. So Lemaise, if something arrives on Shabbos in your house, if it was already your item, as we said, according to most Poskim, the Asurim of Tchum don't apply. The first Issa, which was taking it outside its Chum, we've got the Heterim we said earlier, they didn't have to do it on Shabbos. What about once it's arrived, can you take it or wear it outside the house, which is taking it out of its Daladamas? So if it was your item, then according to most Poskim, that's fine. However, that's not necessarily the case with online deliveries. If you place an order on Friday, they guarantee next day delivery, or you've selected next day delivery. They have a depot in which there are thousands of this item. Even if you've already placed the order, there is no item that's designated to become yours. It's not dependent on the kinyan. You asked about the kinyan before. It doesn't actually require a kinyan over here, but it does require that the item should be designated as being for you. So even if the item was outside the Tchum and Shabbos began, if it was already packaged up, and definitely in the case I said before with the glasses which already belong to the person, then it's machlokes rishonim, but there's room to be makel if it's to wear it outside of your house on Shabbos. However, if you're ordering from an online shop, since it's likely, or at least possible, that the item wasn't even designated for you when Shabbos began, they packed it up at 3 in the morning and sent it out with the lorry, in that case, even when we're allowing it to be brought, because it could have been brought not on Shabbos, or the other term we've said, but you wouldn't be allowed to carry it out of your house on Yom Tov or wear it out of your house on Shabbos anyway. Nothing to do with the Issa Melacha, just because this item is now outside its own tchum. If you didn't yet have right to the item, it wasn't designated as being coming for you when Shabbos began, then its tchum was based on its location, or the company's location, whatever that is, versus different machlokes. And therefore, it's now outside of its own tchum. Its movement is restricted to daladamas, and since its movement is restricted to daladamas, you can't carry it outside the rishus hayochid in which it is. So even when it was mutter, and even when you were allowed to open it, and so on, and all the other, even if none of the other issues apply, still, if it's possible that it wasn't packaged up when Shabbos began, it would still be also to take it outside the house anyway, and therefore your use of it would be rather restricted. What about opening the package? Sorry, we're already running out of time. What about opening the package? So, we know that there's a heter of opening packages on Shabbos. If you want to open a parcel which food is inside, or anything like that, The Gemara says, choslet shel tamarim, if you have a net bag with tamarim inside, you're allowed to rip it open. Lots of other examples in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yudalet and other cases that the post can bring, you're allowed to open packages on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to open packages on Shabbos, why am I saying it's questionable whether you could open something that arrived on Shabbos morning? Assuming, obviously, that the item inside is not mutzah.
What?
Problem is...
Also, it's not oichel nefesh?
No. So the question is, what is the basis of this heta of opening food packages on Shabbos? So again, there's many different shaylos involved, and we're not going into the whole sugya of tikkun kli and asiyas pesach and mechatech and all the different issues that can be involved in opening packages. But if you're destroying the packaging when you're opening it to get to food and you're not tearing any writing, then it's clear that it's muta on Shabbos, according to virtually all poskim. Why am I saying, therefore, that there's a question whether you can open this package? Just rip open the bag and then the thing inside will fall out, as long as it's not muta. So what could be the issue? However, Mishnah Berurah in two different places brings the famous machlokes, Siman Shin Zayin and Siman Shin Mem. The Pri Chodosh writes in Yerodeh Siman Kuf Yud Ches that there's absolutely no heter to open an envelope and take out a letter on Shabbos. It's Issa Doiraisa Lekula Alma, and the people who are knowing heter are Ame Ha'aretz, and there's no possible tzad to be matter this. That's the Pri Chodosh. He's very, very strong about it.
That's the cups which are packed. To open it on Shabbos.
If you're destroying the packaging, it's definitely right. And what if you're not, then it's not right. The Pri Chodosh writes, it's Issa Doiraisa Lekula Alma. Chacham Tzvi says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's not Isidur. Not only is it not Isidur Isidur Kul Alma, it's Pashtus Mutter. Mishnah Berurah understands that Chacham Tzvi means Alizei Akum, that the Yaivetz writes B'Shem his father, that his father was Matur completely Lechatchila. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem says, I don't understand what the Chacham Tzvi means. How can it be Mutter? This is genuine Korea Doraisa. Now, maybe it's with a Shinui, maybe it's a Kilkul, maybe it's not a Shinui.
He didn't understand.
No, he doesn't understand the Chacham Tzvi who was Matur. Pri Chodosh says it's an Issa Doraisa, the Chacham Tzvi says it's Mutter. Mishnah Berurah understands he means Alidei Akum and still doesn't understand, because why should he be Mutter even Alidei Akum? And he goes through why it might be Drabonon, maybe it's a Kilkul, maybe it's Nochshin Yitzich Lugufa, maybe it's a Shinui, but this is Korea, probably Doraisa, what is Pshat in the Heta? And he says, B'mokum Tzorech Gadol, you can do Amir Le'akum, because there are Tzodim that it's only Drabonon, and Shvus to Shvus, B'mokum Tzorech Gadol.
Unseen envelope is not seen.
No, an unsealed envelope is fine. You know,
what you do, there's no block.
Chaznish asks on the Mishnah Berurah, what is Mishnah Berurah's question? Why is the Mishnah Berurah asking, I don't understand the heta of the Chacham Tzvi? Why does the Chacham Tzvi say that you can open packages? We know that you can open packages. The Gemara says, choslet shel tamarim, you're allowed to rip open whatever melacha would have been involved. If you're ripping it in order to get to the item inside, and it's a destructive act, it's mutter. Says the Chazanish, so opening an envelope is posher, that it's mutter, the Pri Chodosh can't have meant this. He must have meant if you want to keep the envelope, or if you're opening a letter that's sealed onto itself, and therefore maybe there's some sort of melach involved. Chazanish doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe Feinstein, Shem Zalman, Eliashiv, all of the poskim of the last half century or so, say, it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that the heta of opening packages, some say it only applies to Oichlim. There's a Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayos who's mashma like that. Shem Zalman said it can't be only Oichlim because he brought Rishonim who say you can smash a barrel to get a shofar out, but it has to be something which has a certain level of Tzorech Shabbos. Opening a letter to read is not a Tzorech Shabbos. Rabbi Falk said it has to be Tzorech HaGuf, I think he used that type of Lashon, and it has to be something which is physically necessary for you. For example, I often ask this question, are you allowed to rip open the plastic packaging of the Mishpacha magazine on Shabbos morning? So according to the Chazanish, of course you are. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it depends on how we define this heta of Tzorech Shabbos. Ramosha says it has to be Tzorech Shabbos, so maybe something to read on Shabbos could be Tzorech Shabbos. If we take on, like Rabbi Falk's Nusach, that has to be Tzorech HaGuf, then Lechur, it's also, it's not Tzorech HaGuf to be able to have reading material on Shabbos. And therefore it's questionable whether that type of thing is open. Opening the packages of the deliveries that arrived on Shabbos morning, Lechur is this type of question. Normally it's not going to be Tzorech Shabbos. If you want to see the new clothing that arrived that you might want to wear, you don't have to need it for this Shabbos. Whatever it's going to be, it's rare that it's genuinely going to be Tzorech Shabbos. And therefore, although the Chaznish says that you're allowed to rip open the packaging in order to get the item inside, but Rav Moshe, Shem Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Falcon, and many poskim from the last half century say that it has to be a certain type of Tzorech Shabbos, each one using their own nusach, these deliveries often are not Tzorech Shabbos. Now,
you just said about the tchum, the item is not used before Shabbos, so therefore it comes out as outside. It's own tchum, so therefore you can't open it because of that.
I said you can't wear it. You can't take it outside your house, even if you can wear it. Even if you can get at it, you can open it somehow. you still can't take it out of your house because of its own tchum. But within its own daladamas, which is defined as your house, which is Rosh Hashayochid, you would be allowed to, if you can get at the item.
Sorry,
the item's not osa b'hanor, because we were matir the melacha beforehand, and therefore there's no issue of using it. There is one case where the Mishnah Berurah brings that if it's clear that the goy dafka wanted you to have it now, even if you didn't ask him to do it, it's osa b'hanor, based on which Rosh Hashayochid said that a delivery from the airport, if you forgot your suitcase, you can't use on Shabbos, even if you didn't ask them to bring it. But usually with our deliveries, the postman doesn't know when you want it. He has no awareness of when you want it. He doesn't think you're desperate for it, even if you are. And therefore, that particular issue won't apply. However, opening the package, unless it's Tzorech Shabbos, would seem from the Mishnah Berurah, it's also so much so that the Mishnah Berurah couldn't conceive of a tzad why the Chacham Tzvi was matir. It's so obvious to him that heter only applies to things which are Tzorech Shabbos, that opening a letter, how on earth could you be matir? And therefore, tearing open packaging in order to access the item inside may well be osa. To ask a goy to do it would be fine. That the Rosh Shulchan says, although the Mishnah Berurah is hesitant even about that, the Rosh Shulchan says you can ask a goy to tear open a letter, so the same will apply over here. But for you to do it yourself, there are different wordings used for the definition of Tzorech Shabbos, but it's difficult to be confident that it's mutter. Added to which, if you're opening it in a way that you're keeping the packaging reusable, then many of those poskim say it's not, there's no tzad heter at all. Moshe Feinstein says it's only mutter because it's derech kilkul. If you're you may want to return the items, so you keep the packaging in order to reuse, to send back, then definitely according to Rav Moshe, it's also possibly midoraisa to open this packaging. Some people think that if it's a box which has been sealed closed, then you're allowed to just slide something under the flap to just open it where it was sealed closed. That's true according to many poskim if that's the intended way of you opening it. If a box is just, a flap is just pressed down and you just pull it up from that flap, then that will not be korea according to many poskim, though there's much focus about it, but according to many poskim that's not korea. However, if it was never expected to be opened over there, there's a perforated line which you expected to tear it open from, and that you're not going to do because we just said korea is awesome. So instead you want to lift up the flap, then lifting the flap is also going to be a melacha of korea, and that would also not be mutter. And in fact, according to it's more chomor, and many poskim are choshesh for this, that sticking things that are stuck opening things that are stuck together is more chomor than actually tearing through a piece of cardboard or paper. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure about it, but bottom line as follows: placing the order, we've said, if there's a way they could bring it when it's which does not involve melach and Shabbos, then it's fine. Even if they are forced to work on Shabbos, if it's a situation where it's number one, some sort of shasat chak, and number two, you have all of the previous tzerufim, so they could get it to your house without having done any melacha that was specifically done for your package, then ulay yesh al malismech. Practically speaking, that means yom tov, or if you live in a larger Rosh Hashayochid such as an Eruv. Opening the package, if it involves tearing the material, is probably asa. It's mutter to ask a goy to do it, but the pashas is that the Mishnah Berurah would hold it, it's asa to open the package. If you can open the package by just lifting a flap that's been sealed down, and that's the way that was intended to be opened, then that will be mutter. Even if you can access the item, you still may well not be allowed to wear it outside your house on Shabbos, because it has to stay within its own daladamas. Plus, I would add, if you look at the item and decide you're not keeping it, you want to return it, according to many poskim, it becomes mutter.
Isn't there a problem actually? Even if the item's not mutter, you also shouldn't take it. So when the person is in the megaphone, you're supposed to put it down.
If it's not, if your front garden is not a Rosh Hashanah, yes.
What, sorry?
If your front